Parshas Kisavo begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim. And even though the Torah mentioned the mitzvah of Bikurim earlier, in Parshas Mishpatim and Shmos Perachav Gimel, there the Torah simply mentions Reishis Bikurim at Masva, that there's a mitzvah of Havas Bikurim. The Kiddush of Parshas Kisavo is that in addition to Hava, there also is a mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim as well, Kriyas HaParsha. And here you find an essential machlokas Rishonim in Sefer Mitzvahs. How is it that one should count the various aspects of Bikurim? After all, the Rambam writes there is, number one, Lahotzi Bikurim, what we refer to as Hafrasha. It's necessary to designate Bikurim. Also, then, it is followed by Hava, one is obligated to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and then Kriyas HaParsha. Everyone agrees that Mikra Bikurim is considered to be an independent mitzvah. This is what the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos in Kuf Lamed Beis, the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. What about the earlier aspects, the halacha of Hafrasha and Hava? Here the Rambam writes earlier in Sefer HaMitzvos in Kuf Chav Hei that is considered to be a single mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, Shita Bikurim is made up of two independent mitzvahs. Hafrash and Hava is one, and Mikra Bikurim is another. Rav Sadyagon, for example, disagrees with the Rambam. Rav Sadyagon counts Hafrasha and Hava independently. In Sefer HaMitzvos, Rav Sadyagon in Essay Pei Aleph, there Rav Sadyagon writes that there's a mitzvah of Hafrashas Bikurim, and then in Mitzvah Pei Dalet, Rav Sadyagon counts that there is a mitzvah of Havas Bikurim. This perhaps parallels what you find elsewhere in Sefer HaMitzvos. This question of Hafrash and Hava, a single mitzvah, two different mitzvahs, that's not only relevant to Bikurim, but that can be raised even in other contexts as well, the mitzvah of Truma, for example, or the mitzvah of Hafrash Eschala. And here you find that the Rambam is perfectly consistent. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Kuf Chavav writes that there is a mitzvah of Truma. The Rambam writes it's made up of two elements, a single mitzvah of Hafrasha and Nesina. You're obligated to Mafresh Truma, and they're obligated to give it to the Kohen. The Rambam writes Hafrasha and Nesina are not considered to be two different mitzvahs, but rather mitzvah achas. And the same is true in Sefer HaMitzvos in Kuf Lamed Gimel when it comes to Challah. The Rambam writes there's a single mitzvah of Challah that's made up of Hafrosha's Challah and the Nesina's Challah, Nesina L'Kohen. So the Rambam writes that the aspects of Hafrosha and Hava, Hafrosha and Nesina, that is considered to be mitzvah achas, whether you're referring to Bikurim, whether you're referring to Hafrosha's Challah or Truma. Good? The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos disagrees. The Ramban is found at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos. As you know, the Rambam writes the various sharashim, the various principles that determine what is to be counted in minyan mitzvos is what is not. And the Ramban discusses at length in Shorish Yud Beis the concept of chelek mechelek ha-mitzvos. When do you assume that components are considered to be counted independently? When are they all subsumed under mitzvah achas? And there the Ramban disagrees explicitly. The Ramban writes when it comes, for example, to Truma, when it comes to Hafrasha Schala, there Hafrasha and Nesina are considered to be two different mitzvahs. So whereas the Rambam counts Truma as mitzvah achas, Hafra Nesina, the Ramban writes in Shorash Yibbeis that's not true, Hafrasha and Nesina are counted as independent mitzvahs. Even though at first glance it would appear that this is very similar to the Shita of Rav Sadyagon that counts Bikurim as two different mitzvahs, Hafrasha and Hava, if you look carefully in the Ramban, you see that that is not the case, that the Ramban would disagree with the Chiddush of Rav Sadyagon. Because the Ramban writes the following Chiddush: is this always true that Hafrash and Nesina are considered to be two different mitzvahs, or should they be counted simply as mitzvahs? The Ramban writes the following Chiddush: in order to argue that Hafrash is an independent mitzvah, that requires a chaloshim tevel. That's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes. Where do you see that Hafrasha should be independent of the mitzvahs Nesina? Because when it comes to Hafrasha's Tuma, for example, after all, the Kri is considered to be Tevel. It's Nisadaraisa to go ahead and eat any part of it. When a person is Mafresh Truma, so now it results in Tikkun HaKri. So therefore you see that there's an independent Chalos Hafrasha, because Hafrasha is Matu de Tvua Ba'achila. So Ramban writes the following Chiddush: If you see that Hafrasha serves in order to be Matir Nisr Tevel, that is an independent mitzvah aside from the mitzvah of Nesina. Why is that so important? Because there are different types of Matnos Kahuna. Sometimes there's a Matnos Kahuna where it's Matir Nisr Tevel. Sometimes that's not true. The Torah tells us, for example, we're obligated to give Zro L'chaim B'keva to the Kohen. There's a mitzvah Nesina, but there is no Isser Tevel. There's no Isser Achila on Shar HaBehema, Kodem Hafrosha Zro L'chaim B'keva, according to the Ramban, an important Chiddush. When it comes to those matanos where there is no chalos tevel, then the Ramban says hafrasha nesina would not be two different mitzvahs. The only reason it's considered to be two different mitzvahs is you see that there is an independent purpose of hafrasha, and that is to be matir nisir tevel. So therefore, according to the Ramban, what would distinguish as follows. When it comes to chala, when it comes to truma, where there's a chalos tevel, and the hafrash is matcha that is here, then the Ramban would argue that hafrash and asin are two different mitzvahs. Mashenkin, when it comes to zro l'chaim v'keva, then the Ramban would agree to the shita saram, it's considered to be mitzvah achas. The same lachor would be true when it comes to bikurim. In bikurim, no doubt, there's a mitzvah of havas bikurim, but you don't find that there is a chalos tevel, and the hafrashas bikurim is matir, any type of iser. In this sense, bikurim is similar to zro l'chayam v'keva, where the Ramban would argue that's considered to be mitzvah achas. So therefore, in total, you find three different shitas in the Rishonim. According to the Rambam, in all these cases, hafrashas nesina is considered to be a single mitzvah, whether you're dealing with chala, truma, bikurim. According to Rav Sadi, go on the other extreme, even bikurim, even though there is no chalos tevel that one is matir, is considered to be two different mitzvahs, hafrash and hava, and the Ramban would split. Bikurim considered to be a single mitzvah, hafrasha hava, only when it comes to chal and shum, and then it's considered to be two different mitzvahs. The Ramban there in Shor HaShibayz proves that there's an independent chalos hafrasha even aside from the concept of nesina. And the rayas the Ramban writes are the following. Number one is the bracha. When it comes to the bracha and chala, a bracha and truma, there the Ramban writes that the bracha is bishas hafrasha. Isn't that an indicator that hafrasha is considered to be an independent mitzvah? Very often one can look at the bracha and even the nusach habracha in order to determine the whole gedder hamitzvah. The Gemara, for example, in Shabbos raises, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, whether hadlakos mitzvah is, you know, whether hanachos mitzvah, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? The Gemara says, look, the bracha is lahadlik ner. Isn't that a clear raya that hadlakos mitzvah? Very often how Chazal were koveya bracha and nusach habracha is not just a technical issue in Birchas HaMitzvah, but an indicator even on a level of daraisa as to the very nature, the essence of the mitzvah itself. The Ramban writes that if there is a bracha b'shas hafrasha, that indicates that hafrasha is considered to be a mitzvah independent of nesina. For example, the Gemara writes in Menachos Adav, mem beiz mem beiz, whenever you have various components, when do you recite the Birchas HaMitzvah? Only when it is the Gemara Mitzvah, when Asi Asa, Gemara Mitzvah Asa. The Gemara says when you make tzitzis, you don't recite a bracha, rather the bracha is recited b'shas levisha. The bracha is recited when it comes to sukkah b'shas yeshiva. The Gemara explains because Asi Asa, Gemara Mitzvah Asa. The fact that a bracha is recited b'shas hafrasha, that indicates the Ramban writes that hafrasha is not just simply an initial stage that allows for nesina, but rather there's an independent chalos hafrasha, and therefore there is a birchas hamitzvah. The Ramban has a further raya. Let's assume a kohen, for example. Of course a kohen is obligated to be mafresh truma. A kohen is obligated to be mafresh chala. Even though there isn't a nesina which will follow, after all, the kohen himself is entitled to the truma, entitled to the challah, but he's obligated to be mafrish in order to be mafgia, the chaloshim tevel, and therefore you see that at times you can have a person that's obligated just in hafrasha, not in asina. Or furthermore, the Ramban writes, let's assume, for example, you have challah temeya, so it's ton sreifa, no? But nonetheless, what do? You're still obligated to be mafrish, you're obligated to be mafrish the challah, to be mafkid isra of tevel. And the Ramban writes, and even in that case, mivarech b'afrashasa, at the time of the afrash, you'll make a bracha, even though what's going to happen now with this challah? Challah tameh is ton sreifa. So therefore, even though it is not omedes la'achila, but nonetheless, there is a mitzvah safrasha even in such a case as well. Good? So this is the chiddush of the Ramban Shita. That in all those instances where there's an independent chalos tevel, and therefore there's a necessity of hafrasha, that's an indicator that hafrasha is considered to be an independent mitzvah. What about the Ramban Shita? The Rambam counts hafrasha and nesina as mitzvah achas. On what basis? What exactly is the Shita Sarambam? And here you find the following machlokas avram. If you look in Megillas Esther, there in Shoresh Yudbeis, Megillas Esther writes the following chiddush. After all, one could envision three possibilities in the Rambam Shita. Maybe the Rambam could argue that Enochinami, there are two chelkei hamitzvah. One is safrasha, one is nesina, and both components make up the mitzvah of hafrasha, when it comes to bikurim, or when it comes to challah, or when it comes to truma. But chelek mechelkei mitzvah. For example, the Rambam counts chelek and lavan and sefer mitzvahs as a single mitzvah. What does that mean? Chelek mechelkei mitzvah. Dalad minim is one mitzvah. Lulav esra kadas and arava, one mitzvah with various components. Pashup shat, one could argue that's the sheet of the Rambam. That of course hafrosh is essential, nesin is essential, but rather they're all considered to be chelkei mitzvah. Megillas Esther goes as far as to suggest the following chiddush, that maybe according to the Rambam Shita it's not true. You can't compare Tcheles and Lavan or Dalet Minim Shabalulav to Afrosh and Nesina. Why? Megillas Esther suggests the chiddush that according to the Rambam the mitzvah is a mitzvah's Nesina. That's the mitzvah. If I were to ask you what is the mitzvah of Truma, what is the mitzvah of Challah, what is the mitzvah of Bikurim, the answer is Nesina Hava. That is the mitzvah. Nesina. Well, obviously you have to perform a prior hafrasha, but hafrasha is simply to be understood as a hechsher nesina. You have to give the truma to the kohen. So what do you give? Well, obviously you have to be mafresh truma, but the hafrasha Megillas Esther suggests is not a mitzvah, not even chelek mechelkei hamitzvah. One would not argue that when it comes to dalet minim, that one aspect is a hechsher mitzvah and the other is the mitzvah. Of course not. There's mitzvah netilah of dalet minim. Each one equally is chelek mechelkei hamitzvah. Megillas Esther suggests not true when it comes to truma and challah. Here it's a mitzvah nesina, and the hafrosh is simply considered to be a hechsher nesina. Very interesting finish. Good. L'may nafkamina. Whether it's chelek mechelkei hamitzvah, whether it's just a hechsher nesina, Megillas Esther suggests a couple of nafkaminas that are very difficult. Very difficult. Poshup shah, they are not true at all. Not true at all. The Gesessa suggests, nafkamina number one, what happens if a person is mafrish truma, for example, ve'ein dato litin the kohen? He has no intention of nesina. No intention of nesina whatsoever. He's mafrish truma simply for the purpose of tikkun akri. Look, he wants to be able to partake, and he knows he can't partake unless you're mafrish. So, but he has no intention whatsoever of nesina. Good? Megillas Esther writes a chiddush, ein isaso niteres. Chalos tevel is not paka. Unbelievable chiddush. No? A person is mafrish, ve'ein da tolitein lekoen, ein isaso niteres. After all, hafrosh is not the mitzvah. Hafrosh is just a hechsher nesina. And if a person will be mafrish without the intent of nesina, the hafrosha, right, is not chal. Ein isasa niteres. Chiddush number one. You look further, Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther writes even a greater chiddush. Even a greater chiddush. At what point is the chaloshim tevel paka? We always assume it's paka b'shas hafrasha. You're mafrish, and therefore it's no longer tevel. Now you have truma in chulin, maaser in chulin. Right? Megillas Esther writes it's not true that the shem tevel remains until nesina. Unbelievable. The Shem Tevel is not Paka Ad La'achar Nesina. These are two incredible chiddushim. If you look in the new editions of the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, the Frankel edition, right, there's a note on the bottom that this is not true. That this is just not true. How can that be? Now the chaloshim tevel is only paka b'shas nesina. Right? It's against everything. It's not the case. If you look in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chafe, or you look in the Sugya in Shabbos, Ritz Hashem will see in Daf Lamed Dalid, Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Ches. It's obvious in the Gemara that the chaloshim tevel is paka b'shas hafrash. B'shas hafrash. There is a comment the Chazon Ish has. The Chazon Ish is found in Maestros and Simin Zayin Os Kuv Dalid, where the Chazon Ish points out even the first Chiddush is not correct. Even if a person will be mafrish with no intent whatsoever of giving, even so, the chaloshim tevel is paka. Even the first chiddush, the Megillas Esther, the second chiddush is a great chiddush. You need nesina. The first, no, you don't need nesina, but the intent has to be for the purpose of nesina. You don't need the actual nesina lekoyin, but the afrasha has to be with understanding that eventually there will be nesina. Even that, the Chazon Ish writes, is not true. If you look in the Gemara Machlas and Daf Yezayin, the Gemara is pretty explicit that that's not the case whatsoever. The Gemara says that the Amei Haaretz were choshev. Some matanos they would give, and Am Haaretz. Some matanos they would not give. The Gemara writes in Makos and Daf Yezayin that the Amei Haaretz were not choshev when it comes to Maiserani. Why? Because they were mafresh Maiserani. Right? Why? Because it's mutul azar, so they'd be mafresh even though they had no intention of giving it to the Ani. It's mafurish in the Gemara that a hafrasha, even if the hafrasha is almanash shalolitain, that's considered to be a legitimate hafrasha. One in Lundus could argue, as the Megillas Esther, that hafrasha is for the purpose of nesina. It's not considered to be an independent mitzvah, no doubt. One could suggest a possible chiddush, but those nafkaminas, they simply are not the case. To argue that the hafrasha is not chal until nesina, or the das b'shas hafrasha has to be almanas litein, right, to go so far is a very, very difficult chiddush. L'chor, everyone agrees that the chaloshim tevel is paka ayideh hafrasha, both according to the Rambam, according to the Ramban, everyone would agree that that in fact is true. If you look further in the Sefer HaMitzvos at the Pirush of Marganisa Tavo, he suggests an opposite chiddush. Maybe according to the Rambam Shita, the Iker Mitzvah is hafrasha. If the mafrish truma, that's the mitzvah. Once you're mafrish, what happens? But before it was tevel, it's your tevel. Once you're mafrish, now it is truma. It is mamon kohen. It's mamon shevet. Well, of course, now that it's mamon shevet, mamon kohen, it's not yours. The next step is nesina. But maybe the mitzvah is not a mitzvah's nesina. Maybe the mitzvah is a mitzvah's hafrasha. Once you're mafrish, now the shevet kohen, so to speak, is kone. It's mamon hashevet. It is true. You retain something which is called tovas hanah. You have the right to determine which kohen will be entitled to this truma. You can give it to your brother-in-law, to your son-in-law, to your father-in-law. But nonetheless, it's considered to be mamon hashevet. Perhaps even we'll have to discuss in later shiurim the concept of mishulchan gavoa kazafu. Is that true when it comes to hafrashas truma? That your mafrish and the truma the kohen gets as a matana meis Hashem? Is that really true? But one could argue again that the hafrash is the mitzvah. Once you're mafrish, obviously you're obligated to give the kohen what is already rightfully his. But there is no mitzvahs nesina. That would explain, as we mentioned, that even the Rambam would agree. Of course the bracha is b'shas hafrasha. Hafrasha is not just a hechsha mitzvah. Hafrasha either is chelek mechelkia mitzvah, or maybe, as Marganisa Tava suggests, that's the ikara mitzvah. Once you're mafrish, then enochinami. You're obligated, in fact, to give it to the kohen. There, in fact, is a Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. It's found in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yitzayin. It's not necessarily a raya, but it's interesting chiddush that the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, Ein Yisrael chayavin lihitapel v'truma. It's not the responsibility of the Yisrael to deal, right, with all the truma, to see to it that the kohen necessarily will get. It's sufficient, for example, that the Yisrael is mafrish truma, and the Rambam describes hakonim yotzin the granos Yisrael v'nosin lehem. You be mafrish truma. It is the responsibility of the kohen to come to the silo and to take the truma, which is in fact his. Right? And what happens if that's not the case? So the Rambam writes, Harezem afrishim and icha bagarin. You be mafrish, you can leave it in the silo, and eventually the Kohen, in fact, will come. You don't have to pursue the Kohen in order to give him the truma. That's what the Rambam writes, Nochos Trumos Perek Yibbeis, Halachi Yibzayin. According to Margarita Satava, you understand very well, right? The mitzvah safrasha. Your mafrish, you make it available, accessible to the Kohen. That's considered to be sufficient, but it's not your responsibility necessarily to engage in the sin. According to this possibility, the Rambam, very good. But again, I mentioned it's not a raya muchachas, because even if you assume that there's a mitzvah nesina, one could still understand. Perhaps the mitzvah nesina does not mean that there's a chiyuv of tipul. The mitzvah nesina means that you're obligated to make the truma accessible to the kohen. It's not like in the parsha of Gerushin, for example, v'nasan b'yada, that you have to deliver it to the yad hakohen. That certainly is true. Perhaps that means there's no nesina, or perhaps it means no. Of course there's a maisa nesina in the sense that you have to make it accessible to the Kohen, but the Torah says that does not mean that nasan biyado, that you have to actually give it to the Yad HaKohen itself. But it's an interesting chiddush, that possibility, where the Rambam writes that hafrasha and making it available to the Kohen is considered to be that which the Torah requires. The possibility that hafrasha and nesina, this can be used to resolve a difficulty that Tosos raises. Tosos writes in Psachim and Daf Lamed Beis the following difficulty. The Gemara tells us in a very different context. Let's assume, for example, a Zar each Truma. He's obligated to pay Keren. He's obligated also to add a Chomesh as well. Abashol says the following. Ad shiyehevo shava pruta. What is the minimum shiur? The shiur is shava pruta. The Gemara says, why is that true? My taima? After all, the Gemara says the following. The pasuk mentions that ish ki yocha kodesh b'shgaga, and what happens? Vinasan. A nesina is necessary. Nesina is necessary. A nesina pachos mishava pruta. That's the chiddush of Abashal. If a person will go ahead and eat truma improperly, a zar shachal truma, he's obligated in keren, he's obligated in chomesh, but there is a minimum shir, right? The shir is shava pruta, because ein nesina pachos mishava pruta. Good. That's the chiddush of Abashal. If the Torah says you have to give something, it means you have to give something of value. Ein nesina pachos mishava pruta. Tosus raises the ramascho of ein nesina. Following Kasha, Tosos writes that how does this fit with Hafrasha's Shum in general? After all, the Gemara tells us in Chulin, Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Chita Achas Poteres is Kol Hakri. What is the minimum shear of Hafrasha's Shum? The Gemara says, Chita Achas, a single grain, even though that, again, the Chachamim said that one should give 1/40, 1/50, 1/60. But Iker Hadin, Chitachas, Poteres is Kol HaKri. You have a huge mound of Tfuah, you give one grain, that's considered to be sufficient. What's the difficulty? Tosa says, what do you mean? When it comes to Truma, Ksiv Bein Nesina. The Pasuk says, Titein Lo. What do you do with the Truma? Give it to the Kohen. So if the Gemara says Tite no, you're obligated to give the truma to the Kohen, and Abashal says Ein Nesina Pachos Mishava Pruta, Nesina cannot be Pachos Mishava Pruta. That's interesting Kiddush. Well, maybe we'll discuss in later Shiurim when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, for example. Is there a minimum shir? Is there a shir of Shava Pruta? When it comes to Matana Slavionim, Matana, no? Do you apply the Gemara Ein Nesina Pachos Mishava Pruta? Is there a shir of shavapruta to tzedakah? Is there a shir of shavapruta, for example, to matanos lavyonim? Here, the Gemara says, ein nesina, pachos shavapruta. So Tosus raises the obvious difficulty. When it comes to truma, the pasuk says, titein lo, and chita achas, one grain is not shavapruta. That's Tosus' discussion. So Tosus suggests the following terence. That the word of titein or vinasan, nesina in chumash, has two very different meanings. What is the Torah referring to? when it says titein, vinasa, is the Torah telling us that this is an act of payment, or is it an act of giving? Nesina can be understood in one of two ways. Vinasam can mean to give. Sometimes vinasam can mean nesinas tashlumin, a payment. No? When the Torah says titein lo, the Torah says give the truma to the kohen. When the Torah tells us that if you azar eat truma, you're obligated to pay the kohen. You're obligated to make payment for that which you ate. So Tosas writes a very interesting chiddush. That din daraisa v'abashal, ein nesina pachos mishavabruta, is only when the Torah is speaking about payment. Right? I would add one word. Abashal says ein nesina pachos mishavabruta. Add one word. Ein nesinas tashlumin pachos mishavabruta. That technically is halacha. But if the Torah says you have to give, there's no halacha of Shavapruta. That's Tosas is chiddush. You don't have to pay the kohen truma. Give the kohen truma. You went ahead and you ate the truma of the kohen. You have to pay him for what you ate. Payment is Shavapruta. That's the chiddush that Tosas writes. If you look in the Noda B'Yudah, the Noda B'Yudah is found in Yerodea, Madura Tinyana Simen Reish Aleph. The Noda B'Yudah writes a very beautiful chiddush. He prefaces this chiddush by saying the following. Right, whenever you preface it this way, you know you're likely to get in trouble. So the Yehuda writes, "V'yeshli lomar bezet davar chadosh, lo kadmuni bo shum mefareish shum posek." I'm about to tell you a chiddush that no one has ever suggested. No one has ever suggested. Good. When the Tosus Rid wrote his chibur, when the Noda Yehuda wrote this chibur, we did not have the Tosus Rid. The Tosus Rid in Kedusha. But this is what the Noda Yehuda writes, and it's Mefurish in Tosas Rid. There are two halachos. There's Hafrasha and Nesina. Both are Chelek Mechelek HaMitzvah. And Noda Yehuda writes a fascinating diuk. Chitachas Huteres es Kol HaKrei. What is the Gemara saying? If a person will be mafresh even a grain, poteres. What does poteres mean? It exempts. It's mafkir disur tevel. That's hafrasha. The Gemara does not say that you fulfill the mitzvahs nesina. And this is the chiddush Noda Yehuda suggests, mamish, two halachas daraisa. As far as hafrasha is concerned, you're right. Chitachas, poteres is kol akri. But if a person is mafresh chitachas, he will fulfill the chovas hafrasha, but he doesn't fulfill the mitzvahs nesina. Tite lo. That requires an nesinas davar chashuv. That's the chiddush that the Noda Yehuda suggests. There are two different elements to the mitzvah. According to the Ramban, mamish, two different mitzvahs. One, the shiris chitachas. One is at least a shavapruta. There are hagos in the Noda Yehuda. These are written by the son of the Noda Yehuda. And he points out that this chiddush could be suggested even according to the Rambam Shita. According to Ramban, clearly, two different mitzvahs, hafrasha and nesina. But even according to the Rambam, that it's one mitzvah, but chelek mechelek ha-mitzvah, there are two different elements. And the son of the Noda Yehuda writes that one could envision that the two halachos have different shiurim. After all, if you assume hafrasha is the hechsher nesina, so you're going to say that the shir of hafrasha is different from the shir of nesina. If you're going to see it's just a mitzvah safrasha, and a sin is just once you're mafrish, now it's mamon kohen. So there's a different shira of hafrasha and a sina. But if you assume the third possibility, that now that hafrasha and a sina are chelek mechelek mitzvah, like tcheles and lavan, or like the cases of dalet minim shibalulav, since such an instance one could envision, even according to the Rambam Shita, that they have different gedarim, the possibility of chitachas poteres, it's called akri, it's matir, there's a chalos haprasha, but the mitzvah bishlemusa, that mitzvah's nesina is only where there is shavapruta. This chiddush is mentioned as explicit in Tosus Rid. Again, the Tosus Rid was not printed right at the time of the Noda Yehuda. This is the Tosus Rid in Kedushin, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Take a look. He writes explicitly this chiddush. Chitachas poteres es kol akri only tells us that it's mafgiyah disur tevel. V'yotza midei tivlo. But Ela Shelo Kiyem Mitzvahs Nesina. That's the Lashon of Tosfos Reb. And the Tosfos Reb gives you another example. Let's say a person is Torim Min HaTameh Ala Tahar. I have a lot of Tevel. Some is Tahar, some which is Tameh. I'm not supposed to be mafresh the tumor from that which is Tameh, but I'm going to take that which is Tahar for myself. And I'll perform a hafrasha of that which is Truma Tameya. Truma Tameya is Talmud Sereifa. But Bidiyevet, if a person is Torah Min HaTameh Latar, the hafrasha is Chal. The Tosfos Reb writes the very same Chiddush. What does it mean, the hafrasha is Chal? The hafrasha is Chal. It's Poteris is Kol HaKri. It's Matad is Reb Tevel. But the Tosfos Reb writes, you will not fulfill the mitzvah of Nesina. That's the mitzvah Nesina LeKohen. To go ahead and to give the Kohen something which is Nesar, which is Tom Sreifa, that certainly is not true. Now this is the Chiddush that Tosfos Reb writes and found it elaborate in Oda Behuda. That's an important Chiddush. Don't even go as far as to say as the following. What is the Shir of Truma? 140th, 150th, 160th. One does not necessarily have to go as far. But the Oda Behuda writes the following Chiddush. If Chita Achas Poteres is Kol Akri, it's just Halachin, B'mafkidis or Tevel. Now there's a Mitzvah Nesina. Mitzvah Nesina, what is that Shir Midaraisa? The Shir Midaraisa is a Matana Chashuva. So the Chachamim, 140th, 150th, 160th, they define what constitutes Matana Chashuva. It's not that Midaraisa, there is no Shir. And the Shir that the Chachamim appropriated is Mamash Yesh Miayin. No. That's the Halacha of the Shir Nesina. The shiur of chitachas is to be mafkidis or tevel. The shiurim that we normally assume are the rabbanon, that no, here they are ke'in daraisa, in terms of what type of nesina then is necessary. That's the masa akasuv, l'chachamim. One could argue, no, mi daraisa, the shiur is shava bruta. As the Gemara says, ein nesina pachas v'shava bruta. Or no, David suggests that maybe mi daraisa more is necessary in order to fulfill the mitzvahs nesina, and that is what Masra Kosov the Chachamim to tell us that this is considered to be a nesina chashuva, an important chiddush. Even though this is true when it comes to truma, Moshe Pshat, when it comes to bikurim, everyone would agree that saying the Rambam Shita, one mitzvah, there one would not argue that the hafrash is the ikar, and the havala mikdash is not. There, certainly, the Havas Bikurim, that certainly is the Ikar HaMitzvah. Now, that's what the Torah underscores. It's necessary, of course, to designate, to earmark, that which is Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha. But certainly, when it comes to Bikurim, the Ikar HaMitzvah is that of Nesina. The Machlokas Rishonim is what is true of Bikurim, is that true also when it comes to Challah, when it comes to Truma as well. There's even another interesting machlokas achronim, but explicitly as well, machlokas rishonim. And this deals with this issue of the relationship between bikurim and shrumos, maestros, chala. Bikurim is a mitzvah. You must give bikurim. No, this is not an option. The Torah doesn't tell us in Parshas Mishpat and Parshas Tisavo, if you desire, this is what you might, may do. No, this is what you must do. There's a mitzvah of bikurim. What about when it comes to Shruma, Afrashas Chala, Maestros? Is that the mitzvah chiyuvis? One must give Shruma? Or should one argue that's not necessarily true? You will go ahead and harvest your tefillah. There's an Isser Tevel. You want to partake of that tefillah? Tevel is Asser. What's the remedy? The remedy is Hafrasha. If you'll give the requisite matanos, so now good, it will be mutter. But there's no chiyuv. Let's assume, for example, that you have no intention whatsoever of partaking of this kri, of utilizing this tefillah. Must I be mafresh chumas and maestros? To what extent, for example, can you compare hafrasha chumas and maestros to shchita? No? There's a mitzvah shchita? No. There's an isser nevela. There is the pasuk of izavavta, Tosfos Yeshua's Daf Chav Daled. There's an isser of Eino Zavuach. You can't eat b'sar behema shelo al yedei shchita. So of course shchita is necessary. A mitzvah shchita. If you desire Shechita is necessary, but it's not an imperative. Can you equate Shechita with Trumas and Maaseros? The Taz in the very first Simon of Yerodea, Sivkotin Yud Zayin, makes this distinction. Shechita is a Rishus. And it's true, you make a bracha on Shechita. That really is not such a kasha. When one engages in Shechita, it has the status of Maisa HaMitzvah, and therefore it warrants a bracha. But the Taz writes an important chiddush that one cannot compare Shechita to Trumas and Maaseros. The Taz goes as far as to assume the following, that the bracha on Afroshos, Trumas and Maaseros is the Birchas HaMitzvah. The bracha on Shechita, the Taz writes a chiddush, is not the Birchas HaMitzvah. It's Rishus. Rather, it's a Birchas Shevach Bahodah. That's the chiddush. Right, that the Taz writes, Yeradeh Simin Yud Zayin. Shumas and Maaseros, one must be mafresh. There in Yeradeh Simin Aleph, if you look in the Haggadot, Rabbi Kiveger disagrees. Rabbi Kiveger writes, that's not true. Just like when it comes to Shechita, only if you partake are you obligated to have a prior Shechita, so too the same is true when it comes to Shumas and Maaseros. Im Ratz Alecho, then one is obligated to be mafresh. And that's Poshub Shad, what the Magen Avram also writes, the very beginning of Arach Chaim, Simen Ches. In Hilchos Tzitzis, the Magen Avram writes, that again, when it comes to case of Afroshes Chala, if a person desires, then Afrosh is necessary. Otherwise, in fact, that is not true. A fascinating machlokas again, Taz, Rabbi Kiveger, Magen Avram, right? Bikurim is a mitzvah. What about Trumas and Maaseros? Is that just for the purpose of Matir, or is that considered to be a mitzvah as well? I mentioned that this that is explicitly a machlokas achronim, Boshem Shad is machlokas Rishonim as well. Rashi and Gitna Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the way Rashi understands this sugya, makes exactly this distinction. Rashi contrasts Bikurim, as opposed to Hafroshas Truma. Exactly as that point, Rabbi Kivay. Rashi writes that Bikurim is a mitzvah. When it comes to Truma, right? So, Kishabal Echol, if a person desires to eat, so then, obviously, Chayiv Lahafrish, but otherwise not. But Poshim Shat and Rashi and Gittin Mem Zayin is like Rabbi Kivay writes explicitly a fundamental difference between Bikurim as opposed to Trumas and Maaseros. And this Lechora is against the following Diyuk in the Rambam. The Rambam discusses this in a different context. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Brachos. Here the Rambam discusses Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, the principles regarding Nusach HaBracha. It's based on the Sugya Psachim Dav Zayin Amud Beis. When do you make a bracha of al? When do you make a bracha of le? Very unclear. The Rishonim grapple with issue number one, which mitzvahs warrant a birchas hamitzvah? And number two, what is the proper nusach bracha? Is it al? Is it le? The Gemara Pesachim Dav Zayin Amud Beis suggests several possibilities. Le normally means that I am about to perform a mitzvah. So the Gemara writes the following. Le requires lahaba mashma, over lasiyasa. Let's assume for whatever reason a bracha is being recited afterwards, after the mitzvah is already performed. The Gemara gave us an extreme example, Tfilas Hager. That's the Sugya Psachim Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Tfilas Hager is the example. Now, but the Ger is going to make a bracha before Tfilah. Let's have a Kedushas Yisrael. Obviously, the bracha on Tfilah has to be after the gerus, after the tefillah is done. So the Gemara says, that's why the bracha is al ha-tefillah. You're not going to recite it, Nusach ha-bracha, I am about to, the tefillah was already done. Poshim Shan Gemara, that's why the bracha regarding Dalet Minim is al netilas lula. Why al? The Gemara says, midag be nafig be. Because after all, you're already yotze. Because once you pick it up, you're yotze. No? The Rambam writes there, Perakit Afil, his brachos, that if you pick up the Dalet Minim in a way that you're not Yotze, hold it upside down, and so on, then the bracha should be Lita Lulav. No? The reason the Gemara writes al netilas lulav is because midag may nafig bay. You pick it up, you're already yotze. Interesting that we follow the etzes of Tosus, picking it up in such a way that you're not yotze, but chazal were kovei the brach of al netilas lulav. Pashav sham Gemara is the reason that al netilas is because it's la'achras yasa. That's one principle. What about shechita, for example? What about netilas yadayim? Isn't shechita v'las yasa? But the bracha is not lishchal. The bracha is al hashechita. So the Rambam again, Perek Yud Aleph, writes a further principle, and that is that if it is a dvar rishus, then it's al. Al hashechita. I don't have to do shechita. If you want, then you must. It's not a categorical obligation. That also is al. The Ram writes the same thing as when it comes to Tilas Yadayim. So if you opt in, then it's al. There are two reasons that Tilas Yadayim could be al. Number one is Tilas Yadayim is called Dvar Rishus. If you are Kovei Asuda, then you must. But if not, then not. Another possibility, the one day in Tosus, Brachos and Nun Aleph, is that when do you make the bracha on the Tilas Yadayim? Tosus writes, it's inappropriate to make the bracha while your hands are soiled and then wash them. Isn't it appropriate first to be mitahar yadayim before you make a bracha? So that's another reason Tosus gives why the nusach habracha is al netilas yadayim, because in a certain sense it's already la'achras yasa, like the case of tefilas ager. The tefilas yadayim, there are two very good reasons why in fact it is la'achras yasa krimodei in Tosus. And the second possibility is the Rambam writes it's a dvar rishus. So the Rambam writes the tefilas yadayim is shechita, it's al, because it's considered to be a dvar rishus. But interesting, when the Rambam mentions cases of hafrashas, chumas, and maisros, there the bracha is lehafrish, not al hafrasha, lehafrish. Why is hafrasha le? Why is shechita al? No, poshup shat, the Rambam shita. Fundamental difference between hafrashas, chumas, and maisros as opposed to shechita. Shechita is a dvar rishus. Not true when it comes to hafrasha. Not before in the Rambam, no? Like the Chiddush of the Taz, the Chumas and Maisros is a mitzvah. Bikurim certainly is a mitzvah. Now the Machlokis Rishonim is when it comes to Chumas and Maisros. Is that a mitzvah or is that the Rishus comparable to Shrita? Furish Machlokis, Taz, Rabbi Kiveger, right? And Poshav Shana Machlokis, Rashi and the Rambam, the Diyukim in the Rambam, when the Rambam works out, Nusach Abraham. Parshas Kisavu introduces us to Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim. Here the Rambam writes Mikra Bikurim is an independent mitzvah. Hafrasha Hava 1, and then Sefer Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis Mikra Bikurim as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam writes Yishitzivanu L'saper Tovosa V'asher Heitivlanu V'hitzilosanu. It's an opportunity of Hodah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Al Kol Tov Shev Malanu. We begin with Yaakov Avinu, Vanisa Vamarta, and we update and relate it even to the events that we in fact experience. A separate mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. The Ramban refers you to this in a very different context. We've discussed in the past, right here we'll just mention it in passing, right? The Machlokas Rishonim regarding Birchas HaTorah. The Sugi and Brachos Daf Chof Aleph and Aleph. One is obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah. And the Ramban points out that Posh Ripshat, this is a mitzvah d'araisa. This Ramban is found in the Hosafos to Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam counts his Taryag Mitzvos, the mitzvah to say, mitzvah lo sase. And then the Ramban adds the mitzvah Sheshachach Harav. The mitzvahs the Rambam forgot to count. Now they both end up with Taryag Mitzvahs, right? But the Rambam and the Ramban obviously disagree in terms of which constitute, which are included in Taryag Mitzvahs. So the Ramban in the Mitzvahs to say has a whole list of what he considers the Mitzvahs Daraisa that the Rambam omitted. In Mitzvah Tezvav, the Ramban writes, Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam did not count Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah. It shouldn't be that way. Should be a mitzvah d'araisa. Gemara quotes the pasuk, "Birchas haTorah lifaneha min haTorah minayin." Gemara seems explicit. Ki shem Hashem akrahu v'gadol elokeinu. V'sigi brachas chabal. Why did the Rambam omit Birchas HaTorah? Well, one could suggest a couple of possibilities. Maybe the most obvious is Birchas HaTorah is Rabbanan. Theme for a separate sheet. Maybe Birchas HaTorah, according to Rambam, sheet is Rabbanan. That's what the Shagasanya, for example, suggests. But the Rambam maintains Birchas HaTorah is Rabbanan. A very different approach is, now, of course, the Rambam agrees Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa. Except we just mentioned that there are many principles. You can have many mitzvahs daraisa that are not counted independently in sefer mitzvahs. Maybe one could argue that Birchas HaTorah is a detail. It's a chelek mechelkei ha-mitzvah. What is it part of? Which mitzvah? Maybe one could argue that Birchas HaTorah is included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Who suggests this? This is the Chiddush of the Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer. Mabit and Kiryas Sefer suggest, of course, the Rambam admits Birchas HaTorah is daraisa, but it is nichleles, right, within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah requires a prior bracha, but not that the bracha is an independent mitzvah, part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Ramban already envisioned this possibility, right? And the Ramban dismisses it. That Ramban, in the Osafos, the Sefer Mitzvos, in Tesvav, Ramban writes the following, Ve'ein royal limnosa mitzvah chasim hakriya. And don't tell me that you'll count Birchas HaTorah as just part of Talmud Torah. One mitzvah, Talmud Torah Birchosem. Cannot be. Because the Ramban says, I'll show you that this is not true. And the Ramban brings two rights. Kamo shem mikra bikurim eino nimna achasim havasam. That's the line of the Ramban, no? Look, the Rambam doesn't count havas bikurim and mikra bikurim as one mitzvah. So what do you see? That the amira, the kriya saparsha, is not considered to be simply chelek mechelki mitzvah, the Maisa mitzvah, but rather the Kriya Saparsha is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so too, Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah should be independent. If the Rambam would count Havan, Mikra, Bikurim as one mitzvah, okay, maybe you could say the same thing is true of Birchas HaTorah and Limud HaTorah. But once you see from Mikra, Bikurim that that's not true, so who adinami? And then the Ramban writes another raya. This other raya is great Kiddush. This will require more lengthy Shurim Pesach time. Now, Ramban gives you a further raya. V'sipur yetzias Mitzrayim im achilas ha-Pesach. Unbelievable, no? Sipur yetzias Mitzrayim and achilas ha-Pesach. Sipur yetzias Mitzrayim, Ramban counts as a mitzvah. That's same for mitzvahs Kufnan Zayim. Achilas Karban Pesach, a mitzvah. The Ramban say for mitzvahs a mitzvah Nun Vav. Well, just as Sipur Yetzias and Achilas Karban Pesach are two different mitzvahs, so to what? Birchas HaTorah and Limud HaTorah, Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim. That raya the Ramban agrees on. Great Kiddush, no? I understand why one would argue that Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim should be a single mitzvah. I understand why one should argue that Birchas HaTorah and Limud HaTorah, Kishem Hashem Ekrah, when one engages Limud HaTorah, Vagol Elokeinu, that should be one mitzvah. That analogy is true. Birchas HaTorah is to Talmud Torah, Mikra Bikurim is to Havas Bikurim as, what, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to Achilas Karban Pesach. That's true. That Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achilas Karban Pesach, we would think are chelek mechelki ha-mitzvah. That's a very great Kiddush, no? That certainly requires a sense of Bira. But Bizmanazen. Now, so, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah daraisa. Kufnun Zayin. Without any need for Karban Pesach at all. It's a Kiddush, that line of Ramban. Bear that in mind, though. Apparently, you see, according to Ramban, an important Kiddush, that there must be an inherent link between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Karban Pesach, to the extent that the Ramban thinks that that's a raya that's relevant to Mikra and Hava, and Birchas HaTorah, and Limud HaTorah. It's important Chiddush. Right, that raya, right, of Sipriyasiyas Mitzrayim, right, and Achilas Pesach, l'chora that one could be marche. No, Sipriyasiyas Karm Pesach are two independent mitzvahs, not relevant at all to Birchas HaTorah and Limud HaTorah. The first kash the Ramban raises, the case of Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim, that seems, right, to parallel Birchas HaTorah Limud HaTorah in a more direct way. What still, in fact, could be Machalik? We'll have to learn more about Birchas HaTorah. The Chiddush Rav Chaim, for example, Ki Shem Hashem Ekrahu Godel Okein. What's the purpose of Birchas HaTorah? A Birchas HaMitzvah? Rav Chaim writes, certainly not. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. A Birchas HaTorah? Rav Chaim writes, no, Ki Shem Hashem Ekrahu. Chefte Shel Torah requires a bracha. Chefte Shel Torah requires a bracha. We'll have to see exactly what that means. But if one learns more about Birchas HaTorah, one could argue, very reasonable to assume, that the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, Chefze Shel Torah, the bracha is Chal, right, on the Divrei Torah, the Pasuk, Shem Hashem Ekra, Shem Hashem requires bracha. So in such a case, the bracha which is Chal al Chefze Shel Torah, one in fact could argue that Chilek Mechilek Yamitzvah, they're inseparable. The bracha is inseparable from the Limud HaTorah. Ki Shem Hashem Ekrav Gal Elokeinu. Is that true when it comes to Mikra Bikurim? The Mikra Bikurim is Chal, but Al HaBikurim, Chefter Shel Bikurim. The Torah tells us a very important idea, Din Daraisa, that B'Shas Hava, when a person brings his Bikurim, it's not enough just simply to offer Bikurim. A person is obligated to give divrei shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to realize everything comes miyad Hashem. Right? The mikra bikurim is b'shas hava. But is there that tight link that it's chal, so to speak, al chefte shel bikurim? Like Birchas HaTorah is a bracha al chefte shel Torah. Mikra bikurim is an independent kiyum, right? Which is chal b'shas hava. There are times where the Mishnayos will tell us that maybe they don't kore. You're obligated to bring Bikurim without that mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. But that's the parallel the Ramban has. That just as Mikra Bikurim is counted independently, the same thing is true when it comes to Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. The same thing is true in Great Kiddush when it comes to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achilas HaPesach. I've mentioned in the previous years, in many different contexts, as you know, that the beautiful Chiddush of Asher Reis writes regarding these two aspects of Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim. Right, you're all familiar with the Rashi in the very beginning of Chumash Bereishis. Bereishis Bara Elokim. Rashi quotes the Midrash Rabbah, right, that Bereishis means Bishvil. The world was created because of certain concepts, right, that are racist, that are so paramount. That was the basis of Riyas Shamayim Baritz. So Rashi writes the following, Bishvil Torah Shnik Racious. Racious means that the world was created because of Torah. Bishvil Torah Shnik Racious. Rashi writes, Bishvil Yisrael Shnik Racious. The Torah is created because of Klal Yisrael. The Torah is created because of Torah Yisrael. One certainly understands the significance of those examples in the Medrash. Kiddushas Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, right, is so paramount. That is the basis, that's the justification of Bria Shamayim Baretz. Chukas Shamayim Baretz Lo Samti. If not for the Torah Hashem, Kadosh Baruch would not have created the world. If you look, though, in that Medrash Rabbah, in the very beginning of Sefer Bereishis, the Medrash Rabbah adds something else to the list as well, and that is Bikurim. Not only is Torah referred to as Reishis, not only is Klal Yisrael referred to as Reishis, but Reishis Bikurim Masva. Ve'ein Reishis Ela Bikurim. That's Lashon, the Medrash Rabbah. The world was created, right, because of the mitzvah Bikurim. That seems unusual. Bikurim is a mitzvah chashuva. One of many mitzvahs, Tariq mitzvahs. That's on par with Torah, Klal Yisrael, Bikurim. How do you understand that Chiddush in the Medrash? That Bishvil Bikurim Shnikra Reishis. The Ramban writes in the very end of Parshas Vayikra. That's a very important Ramban to go through a Bi'iyun Rav. Ramban writes the following. What is the purpose of our existence? Ramban asks that question, nothing less. No. Why is it that we were created? Ramban writes the following Chiddush. Ve'ein kel elyon chefetz v'tachtonim. Kadosh Baruch Hu has no other desire of man. Milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yoda delokav shebracha. That man has a twofold responsibility in this world. That's why he was created. Number one, sheyeda. A person should know. A person should recognize everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And viyode, and a person is obligated to give thanks. That's what the Ramban writes. Right? This is the purpose of our creation. One is recognition of Yad Hashem. Everything that occurs in this world. Nothing is routine, nothing is incidental, nothing is capricious. Right? The Ramban writes everything is a direct result of Hashkachas Hashem. Take a look at that piece of the Ramban. Ramban writes explicitly, the only reason Kadosh Baruch Hu performs Nisim Gluyim is in order to shed light on Nisim V'Nisdarim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is capable of Kriyas Yamsuf. He's certainly capable of that which we consider to be routine, but nothing is routine. Ramban writes, Ein Olam Teva, V'Darko Shlomim. There is no such thing as a natural process. Everything in this world is an ace. Some things are nisim gluyim, some things are nisim nisdarim. Some things we become so accustomed to that we assume that the sun will rise, the sun will set, right? So therefore we see it as routine. But the Ramban writes, everything is an ace. Our purpose number one is shiyeda adam. A person has to know this. Recognize that everything is the result of Yad Hashem. That's step one. Step two, viyode lelokav, hoda. You're obligated to give thanks. Right? The Ramban writes in two words, this is the purpose of our existence. Shiyeda, sheyode. You must know, and you must give thanks. Unbelievable Chiddush, the Ramban writes. That's the purpose of our creation. That's the purpose of Bria Shamayim Ba'aretz, Shiyeda V'Shiyoda. So Rav Shmuel suggests the following Chiddush. These two elements, Yeda V'Yoda, parallel the two aspects of Bikurim. What is Havas Bikurim? Hava. Right? Look, a person certainly has worked and toiled, reaping, harvesting, planting, plowing, in order to see to it that his crop will grow properly. And yet the Torah tells us, Reishis Bikur Ad Mascha, right, you're obligated to bring that to the Mikdash Hashem. What is the very purpose of Bikurim? That is Shiyeda. A person recognizes that everything in life, even something that a person feels he earned, he deserved, he worked hard to attain, right? No, that is all a Matana Meis Hashem. That's Havas Bikurim, Shiyeda Ha'adam. But that's insufficient. There's a mitzvah, Papa. But there's a mitzvah also of Mikra Bikurim. What is Mikra Bikurim? Mikra Bikurim is the only such mitzvah kriya, only such parsha, which is all hoda, is purely hoda. We don't engage in any bakasha. The whole purpose of Mikra Bikurim is hoda. Havas Bikurim is Shiyeda. Mikra Bikurim, right, is V'yoda Loko Shebro. If that's the purpose of Bikurim, recognition of Hashkachas Hashem, and the response that a person is filled with that sense of Hoda, then you understand that Medrash. Ramban says that's why the world was created. Shiyeda Adam V'yoda Loko Shebro. That's the Chiddush of the Medrash, that Reishis Bralokim Bishvil Bikurim Shnikra Reishis. That's the essence, the mitzvah Bikurim. The Meshech Chachman, Parshas Kisavo, writes Bederach Remez, but points out the following chiddush. Meshech Chachma writes 2 points. Number one, he writes, if you look in the Parshas Bikurim, you will find that the Shem Havaya is mentioned 13 times. Why is that true? This Meshech Chachma writes, Keneged Shlosha Shem Mido Sharachim. Chiddush. That somehow the mitzvah Bikurim is supposed to correspond to the Yud Gimel Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just Maisa Mitzvah. It's supposed to encapsulate our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, and especially Midas HaRachamim. And the Meshech Chachma points out a further emes. In the Parsha of Yud Gimel Midos, Shmos Lamed Aleph, Vayavro Shemopanov, right? An inherent part of Seder Hayom when it comes to Yimei Slichos and Tachnunim, Yud Gimel Midos. The Torah tells us, Reishi Spikrad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokech. In the Parsha of Yud Gimel Midos, the Torah underscores the mitzvah Bikurim. So in Shmos Lamed Aleph, when it comes to Yud Gimel Midos, the Torah tells you, fulfill the mitzvah Bikurim. In the Parsha of Bikurim, B'derach Remez, Meshech Chachma writes, the Torah refers you to Yud Gimel Midos. There's much more than meets the eye regarding the mitzvah Bikurim. Not just simply a Chovas Hafrasha, mitzvah Nesina. But the Ramban points out that's the essence of our recognition of the Midos Hashem, our recognition of Hashkochas Hashem, Shiyeda Adam, Yoda, the Lokav Shebra. Take a look at that Ramban, the very end of Parshas Bo, a fascinating Chiddushim, where the Ramban denies any sense of natural occurrences, any sense of Teva. The Ramban writes that the purpose of our existence is to recognize the Nisim that are beyond Hashem and the Yoda Lokav Shebra. And Rosh Hashem will continue Sunday, 11 o'clock, at Masach HaShem.